Sif Dalad. Anytime that's Kotzatz, the made up a price that the guy's being paid for the job, even if you know the guy did the malacha, he did the work for you on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear the kli, you're allowed to wear the beg on the Shabbos itself, since it was Kotzatz, he made up a fixed price for him, he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself. This is the shita of the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, that even if the guy did the malacha for the year on Shabbos, as long as it's Kotzatz, there's a fixed price, he's being paid for the job, it's considered that Daita Nafshei Kaveh did it for himself, and you can be nana from it, you can wear it on Shabbos. The mob brings that Rishonim argue on this, and they say that if it was known that the guy did it on Shabbos, you cannot wear it on Shabbos. And not only that, you have to wear the Matzah Shabbos, b'chdei she'yaseh. The amount of time would have taken him to do it on Matzah Shabbos. He shouldn't be nana from Melech Shabbos. Mr. Burr speaks out, if there's Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, we're there in Manoshach, only one day is Kodesh, you're the first day or second day, to speak of the Yom of which, so then you can make all after the Chdeshias into the second day. You don't have to wait both. The Mishnah also brings to the Rabba that if it was not done for you, it was done for a different Yid, then the Rabba says you can make up with this case of Kotzatz. This is really the Psak of the Ramah, that in general it's also to be nana from Malacha that a guy did for Yid and Shabbos, even if you're paying him and it's Kotzatz, you're paying him a fixed price. The Ramah says, however, if someone's very desperate to use it on Shabbos, he really needs it. The Ramah explains there's no other clothing for Shabbos or no other shoes for Shabbos besides this. Then you can be Semach on the Mechaber and the Mekulim, and you can wear it on Shabbos. Also, there's a possibility that was really done before Shabbos, you just didn't know about it until Shabbos. You could also Mekul, so some are Mekul in general, the Mechaber's Mekul in general. So that much, yeah, that if the Tzad was finished before Shabbos, you can Mekul. So if the Tzad was finished before Shabbos, you can Mekul to wear it on Shabbos. Or if you're very desperate for it, you have no alternative clothing or shoes for Shabbos, you can Mekul. But in general, however, in general, the Ramah holds, if the guy made it or finished it for you on Shabbos, even if it's Kotzat, still you cannot be netted from Shabbos, and even if the way after Shabbos, b'chdei she'yaseh. Now the Biolachal says, that this whole, the Ramah says, that this whole discussion between the Mechaber and the Ramah is only if the guy sent it to your house. However, for you to go to the Beis Uman, to the craftsman's house on Shabbos, you have to pick it up, is also for you to do. For sure, you can't go to the guy's house, or the guy's craft shop to pick it up on Shabbos, because the Maror Sein looks like you had him do the work for you on Shabbos. And even to go pick it up from a Yiddish Beis Uman, where obviously he finished it before Shabbos, still, place can say, Mr. Burr brings, they cannot go pick it up on Shabbos Yom Tov. Has to be that it was sent randomly to your house. You cannot go yourself, and could be you can't even send a good shliach to go pick it up for you. Now, this is all if you did not tell him to do it for you on Shabbos. Rather, the good just happened to finish a few on Shabbos. So then, it's Mechalik's Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber's Mekel, the Ramah is generally Machmer, unless you're very desperate for it, you're stalking nothing else to wear, or unless possible to finish the Shabbos. And all this in this room to your Mekel is only if it was sent to your house, you did not go pick it up on Shabbos at Yom Tov. Heavenly Shabbos says, if the Yid told the guy right before Shabbos, why didn't you finish the job for me? I need it. And the guy says, yeah, don't worry, I'm going to take care of it and finish if you're on Shabbos. Everyone agrees, and the Mechaber agrees, on Shabbos will be usher for the Yid to wear it. The answer is the same as a guy lighting a candle for Yid on Shabbos, and not a banana from it on Shabbos. Now, one more halacha, the Ramah says, that until now we're talking about that was a Yid's clothing or Yid's shoes the guy was working on. However, the Ramah, if a guy gives, the guy made shoes, he works on Shabbos, and he makes shoes, he's someone who produces shoes, and he makes shoes for sale. So he finished these shoes on Shabbos, he wants to sell. And it's a city that's really vacuum, it's more Goyim than Yidin. So there's no reason to think particularly had a mind that's going to be for a Yid. Then the Yidin knows that we can go and take the shoes from the Shabbos and wear them. As long as it's not discussed the price, cannot discuss money with them, the price is on Shabbos, there'll be a problem of doing Mecha Chomemkar on Shabbos. Even though you're not paying now on Shabbos, discussing the price on Shabbos already be a problem. But if you don't pay him or discuss the price on Shabbos, you just go to get the shoes and you put them on. There's no problem picking up the shoes from on Shabbos, and there's no problem then of wearing the shoes because the guy made it for himself, for his business, that he sold shoes and it's Roy Vakum. There's no reason to think it was done for Yisrael, for a Yid. Brings the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem Magen Ram, many other Achrenim, and they argue on one part of this Ramah. And they agree on one part, and they disagree on the other part. They agree if the shoes ended up in your house, and the guy made them for sale on Shabbos, ended up in your house, you could wear them on Shabbos. But that which the Ramah says, the Kamamish go to the guy's store and pick them up on Shabbos, and put them on, as long as you don't discuss the price, and you don't pay on Shabbos, that the Magen Ram and the Achrenim argue on. And they say, you're not allowed to go and take it from him. It's the same problems of Maror Sein and of the Chol you have anytime going to the Beis Uman on Shabbos. Rather, if they end up somehow, the guy sends him and winds up in your house on Shabbos, you can wear it. Because the concern that was done for the Yid, over here, we're not worried about that, because the guy is doing it for his business. And to say that's mostly goyim, we're not worried about it. In fact, Mr. Burr brings that there's a shalom nachrenim. If the guy is a chenven, he's not uman, he doesn't even do the work on Shabbos, he's just someone that sells them, then it could be you can make it entirely. And other achrenim argue that also is still over to the chal to pick it up from the store on Shabbos.